would you be had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago? Would you still be here alone and lost without hope? He will return as a thief in the night. Will you be taken or left behind? Where would you be had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago? This lost and dying world must face the judgment seat one day. They're weighing in the balance for this crime they must pay. Refusing to accept God's grace, how could they be so blind? The sand is quickly falling through the hourglass of time.
Where would you be
had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago? Would you still be here alone and lost without hope? He will return as a thief in the night. Will you be taken or left behind?
Where would you be had Jesus come back 5 minutes ago?
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 25. Now, Proverbs is written to believers and especially to young people. Understand, there's a lot of questions today. There's a lot of confusion. And yes, a lot of division. But here in Proverbs 25, we have God stating truths about himself and about government leaders. Look what it says. It is a glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Now, as I read that, understand, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. God does not spell out in the Word of God the end of the world. He doesn't give a date. He doesn't lay out the actual time. But he does give us information. As the Bible puts it, we can know the times and the seasons. We should not be surprised. It should not overtake us like a thief in the night. It shouldn't be a surprise. All right? And so, with God, there are certain things that will remain mysteries. I know in God's Word, he tells us in the very beginning, God created. And then we get to the end, and God says, I want you to know, in the last days, there's going to be judgment from God upon the nations. And the problem's going to be in the Middle East. And the powers that be, well, they're going to come forth from the north. And of course, Russia is very much alive at this time, at the end. And then we have the Middle Eastern countries very much involved. And we have the European common market nations. And they're all spelled out in God's Word. And God lays out exactly what's going to transpire. And so these mysteries, the Bible says God conceals. He doesn't give us all the information. He gives you and I enough that we are aware. And we might know when the time is close. But I want you to know, with God, there is no searching of his understanding. God knows all things. The Bible says in Romans 11:33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Yes, God is in control. It's good for us to know that. As a believer, I trust in God. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Well, But the second part of that verse, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. And so this also, you could say for you and I who know Jesus as Lord and Savior, it's an honor for us to search out a matter. Remember in Acts 17, the people that were in Thessalonica, it was said that Paul compared them with the ones in Berea. Berea, they, when they received the word with all readiness of mind, they searched out daily whether those things were so. It's a good thing for us to search out. This is what God says in his word. You want to know truth? You want to know the right path? The good path? What's he say? It's good for you to search it out. Pick up the Bible. It's not that hard. Proverbs is a unique book because it'll show you the right path, the good path. All right? And so here, kings. What should kings do? They should find wise counselors. They should search the word of God. And they ought to seek to observe the laws of God and the principles of God. Now, that's what the Bible says here in Proverbs 25, verse number 2. And so, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. It's a good thing to have wise counsel. And so, the very next verse, he's giving instruction now. By the way, this instruction is for government, but it also can be applied in my home, in your home. All right? Take away the dross, this is Proverbs 25, 4, from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. So the most effective way to support that which is good and right is to take away the wicked from before the king. All right? Like the dross removed from the silver, it's done by force of fire. Wicked people are the dross of a nation. They're the scum of the country, and as such, need to be dealt with. Well, when God gave authority to government, this is Romans 13, 3. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. For government is a minister of God to thee for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is a minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And so when our government is doing what God says to do, to take away the wicked from before the king, will establish the throne in righteousness. That's a good thing. We ought to be looking at our political leaders. Are they following what God says to do? Are they dealing with the wicked, as Romans 13 says? You know, the psalmist said, he said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. That's what King David said. It shall not cleave to me. In Psalms 101, verse number 8, I just read verse 3. I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. The advantage of doing this is to receive blessing from God and to have blessing upon the people. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but a sin is a reproach to any people. And so when we tolerate wickedness, whether it be government, whether it be our own families, when we tolerate that which God forbids, it brings more dross, more scum. And so unless we banish and profane the profane and the wicked and the ungodly, they will spread their infection of their wickedness. And so we have this account given to us from God's word. God lays it out for the believers. Oh, I know today we hear this statement, you need to be tolerant. No, God says separate from the wicked. There is a promise when we do this, by the way. If I trust in the Lord and do good, what's God say? Thou shalt dwell in the land and thou shalt be fed. to delight thyself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring to pass those things that will produce joy and success. Today, this is a challenge from God's word. Book of Proverbs, he says, how to pick the right path, the good path, to have good results. Well, today, where does that leave you? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.